Pope Benedict XVI on Friday received the president of Cyprus, Dimitrios Christofias, in a private audience at the Apostolic Palace in the Vatican. A statement from the Holy See press office called the meeting cordial. It goes on to say the Pope and the president discussed matters regarding the present and future of the island, which remains divided despite decades of efforts to end the separation between the Turkish and Greek Cypriot communities. The note from the press office also says President Christofias discussed the conditions of the many Christian houses of worship in the Turkish held north of the island, and that both men expressed hope for the success of the ongoing negotiations between Greek and Turkish Cypriot leaders to end the division. The Pope and the President also talked about matters related to the continent of Africa, from which the Holy Father is recently returned. Finally, the press office communique says they also underlined the importance of good relations among Catholics and Orthodox, and also among Christians and Muslims, all of whom are called to work together towards peace and the common good. After the meeting with the Pope, I got a chance to speak to President Christofias. Here is that interview. My first question, of course, is can you tell us about your meeting with the Pope?
The meeting with the Pope was perfect. I'm happy to be accepted by His Holiness the Pope. I consider him as a natural friend of Cyprus and of the Cypriots, because he is against injustice. He is, let me say, fighter for justice, for human rights, and for the rights of the ordinary human beings in the street. So it is natural that I've been accepted very warmly in a very nice atmosphere and with full understanding. He worries about, of course, the destruction of the culture and especially the religious heritage in the occupied area of Cyprus. Because, you know, we used to call Cyprus a land of saints and heroes. So almost 500 of churches, very rich, I mean, as cultural heritage, in fact, and destroying monuments as well, icons. They stolen icons, mosaics. So let me say that we are alliance for the restoration of this cultural heritage, to save what remain normal, because there is a danger for churches, but and for whole monasteries to become ruins. On the other hand, Pope is very sensitive towards the tortures of whole peoples in Africa. This disaster, which is the characteristic in Africa, I mean the hunger, the poverty, the diseases. And he asks the powers in the world to implement, in spite of the economical crisis, the Millennium Goals, and to add more assistance to these countries. As you understand, I'm absolutely in favor. So we spoke in a very open-minded atmosphere, and we agreed on all these matters. He wants Cyprus to be united. He wants Cyprus, as we want Cyprus, to become a bridge of peace, of common understanding, of friendly relations between the European Union, because Cyprus is the southern part of the European Union, with the Arab countries and peoples, and with Israel as well. I mean, the peoples of the whole region. It's in a crossing point, Cyprus, as you know. So this is my vision as well. It's a vision of the Pope as well. So we had a very, very nice meeting. And I'm sure that as soon as possible, the Pope is going to visit Cyprus to see what is happening. Of course, hoping that the process for the reunification will start even before his arrival to this island.
Speaking of that process, you have said that there is no plan B in this process. Is it now or never? Is this the last chance for a peace deal on Cyprus?
I insist that we have to solve the problem. If I express messages of plan B and plan C, that means that I don't believe to the reunification. So, of course, it's a very important chance. I will never say this is the last chance because I wouldn't be surrendered. And my people as well wouldn't be surrendered to its fate. No, the fate of Cyprus is a united Cyprus. And the fate of the people of Cyprus is a united people, in spite of the different languages or the different faiths, religious, I mean, or customs, because we have a common custom with the Turkish Cypriots, absolutely common. Usually, during the Eastern holidays and other religious holidays, we celebrated together with the Turkish Cypriots. And as well, we took part in their services, in their bayrams and other religious holidays. And not only this. The dances, the people's dances, are the same. Greek Cypriots and Turkish Cypriots could dance with the same music. Many, many songs. Our kitchen. It is absolutely the same. So we have so much common, and it is a pity to leave it aside and to give the opportunity to the foreigners to destroy the common we created through centuries. So no plan B, only one and unique plan, the reunification of our common homeland.
And you mentioned in your press conference the role of Turkey. Do you see any movement on that part? Do you see the Turks coming around on the issue of Cyprus?
The Turks are around, but how much around and for what purpose we must research, let's say so. You see, in Turkey, there are internal problems. I mean, the visions of the politicians, of Mr. Erdogan, of Mr. Gül, of their party, to promote the accession of Turkey to the European Union. And there are other visions by establishments, in deep state, we call it, the Kemalist establishment. I think that regarding Cyprus, these establishments are not in the correct line. They want to control Cyprus forever. And of course, it is not possible to accept a solution which is going to create conditions for Turkey or for any other foreign country to control our homeland, to control Cyprus. So these are the obstacles and for the political leaders of Turkey. And we have to take into account. I hope, even they don't recognize this, and they are going to criticize me when I say this, when I make this estimation, but I insist that we have to be objective. The will from our side is there. I hope that as soon as possible, the Turkish leadership will overcome any difficulties and to follow policies which are reasonable policies, policies which are going to give the possibility to the Cypriots as the masters of their homeland, to be a real masters of the negotiations, to solve the problem on the basis of the interests of the Cypriots only, and not any other country or people.
One last question. When you were elected just over a year ago, many people were surprised. I'm guessing you were not. How would you assess your first year in office?
I already made an assessment in front of the media about our initiatives and our efforts for the solution of the Cyprus problem, which are appreciated by the whole international community and, of course, including in the European Union. I have my own experience about this. And in the internal policy, we follow a policy of more just society, helping, implementing social measures which are helping the people who need help from the government for the state. This is why, fortunately, until now I keep a high percentage of acceptance by the ordinary people. Of course, the political parties are doing their job. There is opposition. Soon we have elections in the European Parliament. The opposition is upgrading their tones. But this is life, and these are politics. If you don't, like to be under criticism, you must stay home. At home, be silent. So I hope that the people, and I know that the people appreciate what we are doing, because they know that we love the ordinary people. We are at their service, and I'm sure that our turn will be a pro-people's turn.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.